It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Andy Bartlett came to Bemidji State in 2001 to be the athletic department's primary sports information director, covering Beaver football and Beaver men's hockey. He joins us next on Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, bsubeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Andy Bartlett came to Bemidji State from Kansas State in the fall of 2001, holding the job as the primary athletic media relations director for Beaver football and Beaver men's hockey until 2007. Also spent time covering Beaver women's hockey team and also the Beaver baseball team. After leaving athletics in 2007, Bartlett went across campus working for the university's communications department, becoming the university's director of communications before the start of last school year. In his time covering athletics, Bartlett's covered a lot of great athletes for Bemidji State. His favorite to watch in men's hockey, an easy choice for him.
My favorite hockey player was Andrew Murray. Just a lot like Eddie Acosta, he was a guy who could single-handedly take over a game. You look, and in the grand scheme of things, he probably didn't put up huge numbers. I scored 45 or 50 goals during his career, 100 and some points. So in the grand scheme of things of Beaver hockey's offensive players, he's not a top 10 or top 15 guy. But he was a College Hockey America Player of the Year and was just in complete control of the puck and of everything that was going on the ice around him when he was playing. When I came here, like I said, I came from Kansas State. I had watched one hockey game in person in my entire life before I got this job. And R.H. Peters, during my interview here, told me that BSU would help get me up to speed with hockey. And I told Murray when he graduated that I learned the game of hockey by watching him play. And there's a lot of truth to that. I don't remember exactly when he started, but I had been here for a year or two by the time he started. Just had control of the game when he was out there, the way that Murray did. He was great.
Andrew Murray was hurt, breaking his collarbone in the final game of the regular season before Bemidji State advanced to their first ever national tournament, losing to Denver in overtime in the spring of 2005. Despite that, Bartlett never had a what-if thought cross his mind.
You know, I never really thought about that kind of stuff, just because at that point in my career, I had been working around sports for a long time. And people getting hurt and people missing games because of injury is just part of it. You know, Murray was a great player, but we lost a lot of games that Andrew Murray played in. You know, there's nothing that says that BSU would have been able to beat Denver even if we would have had Murray. Probably would have made a difference, but that's the thing that's great about sports is you never really know. You know, it's easy to say that if he hadn't gotten hurt, BSU would have won that game, but you never know.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.